Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big Ticket Morning Show with Jasmine McBee on V103. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Clay Grave Sandy is in the building.
Yay.
What up? Appreciate y'all having me.
How are you? You about the most.
They going to be outside by the time you leave.
It's going to be all right. They're going to hear me talk.
Oh, gosh.
Netflix is Love is Blind season 6. Okay, so I'm just going to start with, I just saw the latest video where someone narrated the fact that you actually said the word no.
Yeah.
Before you said no.
I think that's edited. I know exactly what I said. I said whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, I ain't saying no. Cause it's like, you know, it's a huge moment, you know what I'm saying? But you know, whoa sound like no, so I think people kinda ran with that.
I'm looking at him like I'm watching, he was like, he said no before he said no. I don't know how she missed it. And da, 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 da. So in case you have not seen Love is Blind season 6,
that's my show.
Clay has drawn most of the heat and fire from any and everybody, in particularly black women.
Uh-huh.
For what happened at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're giving me a lot of slack right now.
Yeah, and I watched all season, and I think you're like, I'm not going to say the most hated, but you're the like, people are really on you about that.
Yeah.
Okay, but why do you think so? Because the thing is, like, obviously you knew what the premise of the show was about. You went on the show, and he was like, yeah, it ain't for me.
Well, you know, I didn't know the premise. I mean, you know the premise, but like they didn't come at me like this is Love is Blind. It was actually
really?
Like, disguised as another, another type of experiment.
Okay.
So I kind of looked at it as an experiment for me to actually find love a different way, because I always kind of went like with the physical instead of like building an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was an opportunity for me to love differently. Of course, I thought marriage was the option for you to go to the altar and say yes or no. That's how the producers kind of talked to me about it. But I see the fans got a different perspective of how the show went. So I just want to say, I ain't watched the show. I'm listening to the creators.
Oh, so you've never watched Love is Blind?
I watch it now.
No, I'm saying, but I'm saying before you went on a show, you never.
I watch it.
Yeah, the show ain't for us.
No, I get it. So how did you find out about the show?
They reached out to me on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said that they got, this is called the Charlotte Single Project. They're recruiting people in the Charlotte area.
Oh, okay.
And we got this experiment where you will meet. You'll try to build a connection without seeing them, and ultimately you'll go to the altar to make a decision. So that's how it was always laid out to me.
Okay, so knowing that you are, I heard you say you're trying it a different way, but knowing you are a man who likes to be attracted to someone at first sight,
as all men are,
but you go into this pod and they say, okay, you are going to talk to this person through
a wall.
A wall.
Yeah.
To a filter,
yeah.
And we want to see if you guys fall in love through that.
Yeah.
Now, halfway through the process, were you still down to?
Yeah, I was. I did the process right. I mean, at the end of the day, I came from a guy that didn't really build emotional connections. I built an emotional connection. I fell in love with AD. We went to Dominican Republic. We had a great relationship. I just said no at the end to marriage. Mind you, it's 6 weeks.
Got you.
And I feel like if I ask people who mad at me, would you marry the dude you're talking to in 6 weeks? They'd probably say no.
So wait.
Okay. I get it. I understand.
Why wait to that moment? Yeah. Or was that not an option for you to say, nah, we shouldn't do this?
You know, it was an option. I'll say that's probably the biggest thing I'll probably take ownership on. I just let a lot of the outside noise get in my head, mm-hmm. because in the experiment, everything is, like, expedited, you know what I'm saying? So, like, every day is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, I wanted to show up for AD because our last 2 weeks of the relationship, which is crazy, but, like, 2 weeks in this experiment, mm-hmm. like, 2 months, we had a good vibe. We was kind of rocking. I would say that Wednesday before my wedding, which was on a Friday, mm-hmm. I was thinking about saying yes. That Thursday, I was 50-50,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of felt like I should have maybe told AD that. But also, too, it's the day before the wedding. It's like, how are we really realistically going to call this off when, you know what I mean? Like, and then I'm 50-50, too. So I'm like.
I mean, yeah. But you could have given her a hit. Like, especially if you guys vibe like that, y'all close.
Yeah.
I would, a text, listen, this is what I'm kind of thinking about doing. I don't want to leave you out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Because her face at the altar was like, we didn't talk about this. You know what I'm saying? But had you probably given her a heads up, she would have been, okay, I was prepared for it. And I understood why he did it versus I'm shocked that he did it at the altar. Now I have to process everything. And now you're looked at like, he's an asshole.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, right? On that Thursday, I was thinking about saying yes and no. Like, it wasn't, because like I said, I was never trying to disrespect AD because mm-hmm. I really did. I fell in love with her. Like, I really loved our relationship.
Did you really? Aw.
I swear, like, they didn't really show a lot of the ground that we built mm-hmm. on. But me and AD got magnetic chemistry. So I even feel bad watching it back because I do wish, I'm with you on that. I should have definitely voice some of my hesitation, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on at the time, and you know, I made a mistake, but mm-hmm. now I know I gotta be a better communicator. You know?
Now,
since then,
yeah,
where are you and AD? I heard that y'all might have kicked it, might have like what is that? Does she throw rocks at you? What, where are y'all?
We cool. You know, me and AD.
You say y'all cool, or do she say y'all cool?
Right.
No, you got to ask her. She think we cool, but I think we cool. You know, like we haven't talked like that since the reunion episode.
Okay.
Just because when your relationship is on a public mm-hmm. spectrum, everybody got opinions. So I think that sometimes could like tear up the relationship. But I think when me and AD get in front of each other in person, it's gonna be all good. We'll be cool because when we see each other. It's always like that. It's always magnetic. So right now, social media kind of playing a part, but we still cool. I'm not throwing no stones
at
her.
Would you spin the block?
Would I spin the block?
No, you got to ask AD, would she spin the block? Because he did it.
Yeah, but he still got to spin the block in order for it to be. I mean,
yeah.
He got to spin the block for it to even be a possibility.
AD definitely got the qualities for me to spin the block.
So going back to the wedding day,
yeah,
what was that conversation like after? Like without all the cameras, you know, of course you guys have each other's personal numbers. Did you sit down and talk to her and have a conversation? Or did she want to talk to you? What was that conversation about?
Yeah, we did meet up. We got some drinks over by French Quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked. She was confused a lot. Of course, she's a little bit shell-shocked too because, mm-hmm. we just went to a whole wedding. I said no. So like, mm-hmm. I felt like for her, you know, it was tough for her to grasp mm-hmm. the moment, in a sense. Mm-hmm. We probably had our real conversation about everything. I want to say, like, maybe, like, 3 months after the wedding. It was real new to us in the beginning mm-hmm. where, you know, it was, like, a lot of hurt feelings. So even AD, we couldn't even really hang out like that after the first month. She just felt real disappointed. So I would say we didn't really had that conversation. We're like, hey, what really happened that day? Probably like 3 months later.
So who reached out first? Did she reach out or you?
I was reaching out the whole time. I was sometimes, you know, she wasn't responding and stuff like that. Okay. You know, but you know, I understand though. Like I said, like I played my cards wrong. Like that was a big day for her, mm-hmm. and you know, I said no. So I definitely understand, and I received the backlash because that's the one thing I probably could have done better is communicate. So.
So, since the show, we're talking to Clay Graves Sandy, Love is Blind season 6, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You know the guy that y'all hate right now. What has life been like for you? Are you outside? Like, or do you have...
That's the thing, though, right? So, like, I feel like people don't like me. So I can't be like, yo, what up? I'm Clay. Like, I'm kind of with the head down, yeah, like, trying to get to my places and stuff like that. But I'm doing a much better job at, like, handling
you
all
are.
This. You know what I'm saying? So,
because, I mean, you know, there's two kinds of women. There's women that are going to root against you because of what you did. Mm-hmm. And there's women who's like, oh, he's single.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, because the thing is with these shows, like, people take it real serious, as you could see. You know, and what do you think about some people like saying that you went on the show just to be famous?
Well, I would say I don't really understand like why they would think that. Now, maybe you could help me with that perception, because I don't think I did anything that gives mm-hmm. that I was trying to be famous. Like, I didn't watch the show, so I didn't know what the ROI would be from watching the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people's like, oh, you got your business. You wanted to promote your business. But it's like, I have my business since 2021. Mm-hmm. If you're a business owner, whatever you do comes with whatever, you know, whatever you got your business with. So, mm-hmm. I didn't really understand me when they said I was a clout chaser, because like I actually fell in love with AD. I didn't even want to be on the show. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like, so what is your business? Because that was another thing. Everybody was like, what exactly is your business? Because a lot of people were like, oh, I don't think he working that hard, that he ain't got no time.
Yo, people just got to look up on LinkedIn. They got to just stop tweeting and just look up the facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? On LinkedIn, you can mm-hmm. see what I do. But I'm in tech sales. I sell our artificial intelligence right now.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I sell AI to enterprise companies. And then I got a side business as well.
Nice.
Where I rent out jet skis and boats. So
okay. Where's that at?
In Lake Norman, Lake Wylie. That's okay. In the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Oh, nice. Bringing out jet cars as well. So it's
oh, nice. You skydiver, jet skis. Go.
I do all that.
You
do
all that?
Yeah.
All in my wheelhouse.
I like the rush.
Nice. Okay, so what are your DMs looking like? As far as, I know they say you probably the one the most hated from Love is Blind, but what are the DMs looking like? Are women caring that people don't like you?
Are they still
trying to get at you? Are they trying to figure
you know
it out?
It you know how it is when you're trying to be like, you know, I'm trying to be looked upon as a husband and stuff like that. I'm trying to turn a new leaf, and you know, the devil, the temptation, they in there. I feel like I got to kind of raise my vibration.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can attract my wife and stuff like that, because, you know, the people in the DMs right now, they trying to take me back to my old.
Oh, my God. So you're still looking for a wife after all of this?
Yeah, I think that's what I want, you know, ultimately.
I'm just asking. But just
listen,
know.
We dudes, like, not all of us, but just like not all women, not all men. But if you believe in marriage and you want that, you'll still seek it.
Yep.
It's just how hard do you go at it and what you're willing to give up for it.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
AD,
yep.
You don't see a wife in her?
You know, that's hard
if
for
she's
me to
forgiving
answer that
you?
Because, you know, me and AD hasn't talked, like, in a minute.
Hey,
you know, so, like, for me to come up and I can't, like, you know, me and her about to spend the block, I can't even see that path happening because, you know, I didn't speak to her in, like, 4 weeks. So
she's just not trying to hear it.
I don't know. I ain't talked to her. That's a high hurdle. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's tough, but I feel like if I'm in front of AD, we'll have a good conversation where, you know, bygones be bygones.
AD, call him, girl. I think he's sincere.
Clay's in the building from Love is Blind season 6. In the reunion, you said you were doing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still in therapy? And what's that therapy? What's that been like for you?
It's been real good. I had to try out 3 different therapists to kind of see what like flow and what worked best for me. Mm-hmm. But I finally got one that works. She gives me like behavioral, like homework and stuff like that. So it's all about like trying to unlearn certain things that I did wrong in relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Tigger, you could kind of understand it. But I kind of lived in like a little bit of a delusional bubble with like my friends. And like I'm always getting hyped up and stuff like that. So when the world kind of, you know, attacking you, like, dang, like, okay, I guess, you know, some stuff that I do, you know, is not really accepted by everybody else. So I think my therapist is just really kind of giving me the perception so I can understand, like, certain traumas that I had as a child so that way I don't repeat certain patterns, you know?
Love it.
Some of those traumas came out during the show, and I guess the story goes, your mom didn't know some of these things?
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah.
So you kind of spilt all the... So what's that like, and what's that conversation with mom, and how's she doing?
Yeah, I felt real bad about that because that wasn't my intention at all. It was really... So, like, I got real comfortable with the cameras there.
Okay.
Because, you know, we by this time when that conversation happened, it was like 4 weeks. So, like, the cameras are all in front of our face. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just having a conversation with AD, and I'm realizing, like, I want to marry this girl, but I got a roadblock. So, I just wanted to communicate that roadblock to her. It wasn't about me trying to expose my mom. My mom actually took it really well. She actually found out about it during the scene when she met AD for the first time, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they didn't really air a lot of that. But I think my mom handled it pretty well. She that time when she talked to my dad, that was the first time she actually spoke to him. So
what?
I really feel like my season, we had like a lot of real stuff that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like real stuff that happens in a black household. Because you know how it is when you got like little trauma.
Right.
You know how sometimes we just don't talk about it.
Exactly.
So it was, to me, it was a beautiful moment that my mom actually got to have that conversation with my dad. Mm-hmm. And for my dad to receive that, apologize, and now change his actions where he be on a group chat, always talking, always communicating. Like, my dad's, I think, turned into a better man.
Caleb
Barrett
was mad at you.
Pops was mad at me.
I know, because you told all the secrets.
Pops was definitely mad at me. He was like, Clay, when I take you there? I'm like, dang. You know, and I felt bad too, man. Because, like, shout out to my pops, man. My pops is one of my. A lot of who I became, and, like, in terms of the good stuff too, I adopt that from my dad. So I hate the fact that. You know, I exposed it like that, but it wasn't my intention. It was just I got a little too comfortable, and you know, I'm talking to AD, somebody I'm looking to marry, and I just want to communicate, hey, this is one of the roadblocks I'm having.
Emotionally, how are you doing?
Emotionally, I'm good. I feel like when it was actually happening, it was a little bit of a roller coaster. You know, my emotions all over the place. But I feel like now I've gained a perception. People don't know me. They could have their opinion.
Okay.
It's all about my foundation.
Okay.
And one thing I'll say, my foundation has definitely helped me up. So I'm Gucci.
Good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was, I believe that you were really, the appearance of black men was important to you. And their representation on this show. And at the end of it, we're here where we are. Do you feel like you represented for the black men, or do you feel it's an accurate representation of black men? Because there are women who always say black men have a problem with, you know, being in relationships and commitment.
That's a good point, man. In terms of, am I a good representation for black men? I think some of the stuff that I did was kind of edited, where I feel like black men probably would have been like, this is our champion. But I would say, like, black men have been coming up to me and giving me a lot of respect, man. Like, they've been telling me that, like, I appreciate what you even saying, because these are things that I struggle with. At the end of the day, like, I'm kind of representing guys that not necessarily been outside, but like you've gotten that attention to take that transition to now get to be married. That's a difficult transition that's not really communicated. I don't think for black men, we really see even role models that are like married men. You know what I'm saying? So like who I look up to, I looked up to the athletes, the rappers and stuff like that. And they always had a bunch of women. So, and I know having a bunch of women, that gets you power in a sense too. You know what I'm saying? So, not the right power, but it do give you some side of power, a little dopamine. So I kind of felt like I probably represented that side, but now I'm really like, really determined to like speak on the other side as well. Like me trying to go through the journey to become a husband. I feel like I could be able to communicate that language to different people because, you know, I was outside. I did like that attention and now I'm trying to change that up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you look back at the, I'm in. I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
No. What was the biggest thing that was pushing you into no?
I think the biggest thing was me looking myself in the mirror and being like, Clay, you not that guy. Another thing that I was doing, I was comparing a lot of like, you know, I'm like with AD and then this is one of the toxic traits that I got.
It's comparing
like,
what?
You know, you just like, you know, this is a 6-week process and I'm like, damn, I dated women for like, you know, 2 years. And it's like, is she better than this girl that I broke up with? Like you trial and error type of thought
process. So there we have it.
No, that's not the biggest reason. I say the biggest reason is me, like, am I really truly ready for this? You know what I'm saying? Cause like from making this transition where I was just like, you know, outside right before the show, now I'm about to be with somebody forever. You know, I didn't think my addiction to like that attention and you know, women, I didn't think it was all the way off of me. Even though when I came into the show, I felt as though I was ready for it.
Okay.
When you, it's like, you know, any type of addict, you be like, you know what, I'm about to stop doing whatever I'm doing. And then you go through withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kept getting in my head like, man, I don't know if I'm ready for this. And I don't want to be in a situation where I'm not 100%, you know? And throughout the whole show, like I said, it's a little bit of a, we live in a delusional world when you're doing that experiment. Cause
that's true.
It's 6 weeks, they hyping you up. Everybody telling you about love, marriage, and you like, you know what? I am that guy. But then I just like kept looking at myself in the mirror like, I don't know if I'm really that guy.
So, yeah. But how do you know, as you said on your journey to become a husband, like how do you know you're ready now?
Because I'm actually going through the practices. Like I'm actually talking it out. I'm actually understanding certain things that I did that wasn't correct.
Okay.
It's, one thing I'm doing in therapy that we're trying to find out is, like, why do I feel like I struggle with commitment? All right, cool. The reason why is because I'm searching for validation from other people.
Oh.
Why am I searching for validation from other people? It made me feel like I got the attention that I wanted. So now it's all about debunking all that and to get into a point where now I could, like, be confident in who I am and love who I am. And you know, that's it.
I have this thing where I share with my female friends all the time. And I was like, you can't make a man be ready.
Exactly. That's true.
If he ain't ready, like your time clock, your TikTok Big Ben clock that's banging over.
That's true.
You can rush all you want to. If he ain't ready, he ain't ready.
True.
That's honest.
That's honestly, that is true. But when you go on a show like this, the step is for marriage.
Yeah.
And so you saw your mistake in that, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, I really can't do it. I can't be ready for marriage in 6 weeks. You know, it probably would take a little bit longer to actually get married. So what's the time frame now for you to become a husband or the husband that you say you want?
I mean, I think that's something that God got to present me with. You know, like, I can't put a timeline on. What you mean? Like, what you want me to do?
No,
like,
I don't know.
My timeline, 6 months?
I'm just saying, for some people, it would be like, okay, I need to be with this person at least a year or two, or just to figure them out.
I didn't have like you know what I'm saying, like that vibe with someone. Where I'm like, in a month, I'm like, this could be my girlfriend.
Okay.
I didn't have times where like 6 months drag out. Like I was talking to other women, and in 6 months, I'm like, you know what, this girl real cool. I want to be like, it just depends.
It's
a feeling type of thing for me.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I don't want to put no timeline on it, because then if I don't do that timeline, people are gonna be jumping on me.
Right, but, like, exactly.
Love
okay.
Is Blind season 6. Clay is in the building. So what's next for you, bro?
Man, I'm just gonna keep on doing what I've been doing, man. I'm in tech sales right now, so nice. that's been good for me.
If the Bachelor calls you,
yeah.
You gonna go on a Bachelor?
if I could see some of the selection process, I might be.
You're not gonna do that.
Right. It'd be good TV. They didn't give me a selection process. But,
right.
I would have to talk to the producer to see what they're doing. Like, is this a parody or do y'all really want me to find love?
So listen, billions. Not billions.
There is.
Millions of educated
Yeah.
Beautiful black women in Atlanta who are single.
Ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me three things you need. From
three qualities.
Three qualities. They put me on the spot. Let's see. Three qualities I need. I don't know if this is a quality, but I just need you to be down to earth. I need someone to be like my best friend. I think that that is something that's going to last even when the physical deteriorates. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to need, right now, I'm going to need the physical. I ain't going to lie.
At least you're admitting it. At least you are admitting it.
I respect that.
I
don't know. For me, man, I want to be like, when I see my wife, like, I just want to jump on.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just want
it's important.
It's important.
You know what I'm saying? So the baddies hit me up.
okay, look, go ahead.
You got to be more than just a baddie, though, correct?
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, intelligent, too.
Tell them, please.
Like, for me, I want to be inspired by my wife as well. Like, mm-hmm. whatever she got going on. So, like, I just said on another podcast, like, I'm not the type of guy that's about to be taking care of somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an aggressive spender mm-hmm. With my entrepreneurships. I'm one bad deal away from, you know what I mean? I need you to help me out. So,
say that.
But I'm
but you're honest.
I got six figure. Six-figure job.
Yeah.
That's a 9-to-5. I got my own business, and I got mm-hmm. other streams of income. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you still to this day mm-hmm. that I'm one fire away from being check to check. That's just reality. Like mm-hmm. I'm not capping on that. So I'm not putting myself in an arena to be taking care of a woman. I want to be inspired by my woman. I want to know that she has something going on mm-hmm. and that's gonna inspire me in the things that I'm doing. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. So I don't know if that's three, but you get it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
So in that arena, are you looking? There's a big argument about 50-50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You and your woman 50-50?
Nah. It's a soft guy era.
What's that, a soft guy era? You know,
the women make up titles.
We make it a thing, though.
They'll make up titles.
Who has to pay the bills in the household?
To me, I feel like it's going to be like always 70-30 because like, I got two mortgages right now. So
I like that. Okay.
Like, you know, I'm not going to make somebody pay something I'm already paying.
Okay.
You know? So, like... Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to be 50-50.
So you pay the mortgage and she pays the utilities?
I would think that would probably be cool.
Groceries, okay.
Something like that, you know, that'd be cool. We kind of, I cook as well, so I'm not even the type of guy, but like, you got to cook all the time.
Okay.
Like, maybe we 50-50 with that. But in terms of like the finances, mm-hmm. I think I'd probably be like more 70-30.
Okay,
you know?
Nice. Yeah. So just for the record, you're not the most hated from the show. There's another guy that was on the show that's like, he was hated too, but you
who's
probably
that?
Are at the top.
Look, who
I
is that?
I forgot his name, but he lives in Atlanta. Kalia probably knows his
name.
He's from Atlanta. He's really a cool dude. He came to my Singles Mingle Mixer, yeah. So y'all probably want to, like, you know,
the
just kind of hold each other.
One with the car dealership? No, not him.
You talking about somebody from Atlanta?
From another season, yeah. Not on the exact same season, but from the Love is Blind show.
You are most recently the most.
You're probably number one. He's probably number two.
Dang.
But you're not by yourself. So I just want to say, hold your head.
You know,
learn from your mistakes.
Question for you though, real quick.
Why me?
Me being a villain, right? What like, besides me saying no at the wedding altar, what makes me a villain?
That you didn't put her up on game before. I thought that was wrong for you to just leave her there.
The wedding
and not putting her up on, not letting her know before because she's standing at the altar. She's shocked. But I'm like, y'all built this relationship. Y'all built this bond. You should have told me that.
In 6 weeks.
He said he fell in love with her.
We didn't have a conversation, though. Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
But,
like,
you didn't tell her what you were doing, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I thought that part was wrong.
Well, we had a conversation about not going to the altar for sure. For sure, we had that conversation.
Right, but she said yes, and you said no.
Yes, because...
And you could see her face. I'm like, I felt bad for her.
We decided when we were having a hesitation about going to the altar, we decided to go all the way to, like, not worry about it. Because a big issue that I had was, have we built a foundation enough for this to last for eternity? I get what you're saying, but... This is my life, and am I about to be married? Because everybody gonna be cheering for me being mm-hmm. married, but if I'm not 100% in mm-hmm. there, that's on my life. That's my mm-hmm. life. That got nothing to do with nobody else. So
yeah.
I communicated that with AD, and we had that conversation with higher ups,
mm-hmm.
and then AD wanted to go all the way to the altar after that conversation happened. I just wanted to show up for AD everywhere I went. You know what I'm saying? I stepped up for AD in so many different situations. So, like, it's kind of crazy how, like, really black women doing me, because I always took the bullet.
Okay, but yeah. I'm not telling you that you're wrong. I'm just saying in
that
particular...
You kind
of are. No. Well, no, I'm just saying how it looked. I'm just putting myself in her position.
I feel that.
If we had a conversation about it and you knew that day that I was going to say no...
I didn't, though. Like, I was 50-50. I'm telling you. I can't.
You told her you were 50-50?
As you walked down the aisle, what were you thinking?
Because I was just with my mom. And, like, she was like, when you see her, you're going to be like, you're going to get emotional. So I'm still in the essence of, like, trying to be convinced at this moment. It's an unorthodox position. When you go to your wedding, you already know this is going to be your husband. Mm. This is an experiment. Like, you have to make a decision at the wedding. So I'm using all the time that I can. And I get it. For everyone else, it's like, man, how you ain't know your decision?
Yeah, you should have just put on game. If you 50-50, yeah. My thing is,
I should have said that.
You, the thing, you should have just said that. And then the thing is, say yes, and then after that,
do it for the gram.
No, what I'm saying is, save her from the embarrassment, because I rock with you like that. And then have a conversation after the fact, like, hey, you know, I really don't want, you know what I'm saying? I just felt bad
me
for
what
her.
What you say yes, though, is
no, dog, you were you.
So
no, because you have to go and sign the paper.
So you would have rather the man told you yes and then said no afterwards?
Yeah, hey, don't do me like that in public. Don't embarrass me.
So have
don't
a whole,
embarrass me,
so
especially
have a whole ceremony.
If we. No,
that's
no, no.
Diabolical right there.
A lot of people have done that, and then after the show, they're not together anymore. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, just save her some embarrassment since you didn't put her up on game.
Because
for a woman, okay. I'm blasting all my feelings for you. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be close. Now I've lost all trust in you, as well as she should. She should not have picked up the phone.
Yeah.
But thank God she did. You get what I'm saying? So it's just
that.
You should have just put her up on game, whether it's gonna hurt her feelings or not. Either way, you're gonna hurt her.
Okay. That's a fact.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Good luck, Clay.
I receive that.
Good luck, bro.
I'm trying to help
hey,
you out.
Hey, this is every day, man. I'll be walking around, people just start arguing with me. I'm like,
I don't want to argue with you. I'm just trying to make you see.
He's
from
saying
the,
people
from the
argue with him.
Not you. I receive what you're saying. You giving me game.
Like, okay.
I should have said something, and I received that what you're saying.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, people, I'll be walking around, people be like, nah, Clay.
I will say this. Things tend to bubble over really fast.
So
it'll be in and out. But just do the right thing next time.
Okay? I got you.
Just do the right thing next time.
Listen, I wish you luck, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Netflix is Love is Blind Season 6. Clay Graves, Sandy in the building. Do you want people to follow you? Somebody to follow you? With kindness.
Everybody, with kindness.
be kind in my comment section. You know, it's enough rude comments already. But @Clay_GravesSandy, @Clay_GravesSandy. GravesSandy spelled GravesSande.
Nice.
My brother. Y'all don't go too far. More Big Tick Morning shows up next on B103.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.